Christian Aid. Ray says, thank you for helping in this annual challenge and enabling us to raise so much for such a good cause. As there was no quiz aid, the total is down, and we did not have so many street collectors. However, street by street, the money collected is very similar to last year. I'd like, on behalf of the church, to thank Ray for organising the Christian Aid Week. As Ray says, God bless these efforts. On Tuesday, a special event is happening. You can join Peter Ashdown on his 100th walk. Are you here, Peter? I'm sorry, I can't see if you are. And so that's on Tuesday, and it will start at Hammersmith, and you must contact Peter Ashdown for more details. On Saturday, we have the Open Gardens programme continues, and it will be at Derek and Valerie Windsor's home. Yep, I'm there nearly. And finally, I would like to thank Alan Bray for his regular support in our preparation for Sunday morning worship. After the 11 o'clock service last month, we shared food, and at each table we were asked to list 100 things to be thankful for. And someone put Alan Bray's work. So thank you, Alan, for all that you do.
Let us hear what God will speak, for God will speak peace to God's people. The Lord will give what is good. Righteousness will go before us and make a path for our journeys. Join together to sing Blessed City, Heavenly Salem.
Thank you.
that was an interesting little moment, wasn't it? Have a seat. We join together to pray. Let's pray. We know you, Lord, as Jesus, our Saviour. We name and proclaim your love for the world. We come to you, gracious God, struggling to name what we most need, for we are overwhelmed by the truth that you love us. Know us and love us. Know the worst that we have done, the unkindest we have been, and you love us. At this time, we come burdened by the suffering in the world. We ask that you would speak your reassurance into our hearts and help us to live more confidently, trusting that nothing can overwhelm you and that no one can separate us from you. No one and nothing can separate us from you. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our reading is a well-known story from the Gospel according to Mark, a story of temptation, a story of abuse of power, and Linda Austin will read this passage to us.
This passage comes just after Jesus sent out his 12 disciples. Now King Herod heard about all this because Jesus' reputation had spread everywhere. Some people were saying, John the Baptist has come back to life. That is why he has the power to perform miracles. Others, however, said, he is Elijah. Others said, he's a prophet, like the prophets of long ago. When Herod heard it, he said, he is John the Baptist. I had his head cut off, but he has come back to life. Herod himself had ordered John's arrest, and he had had him chained and put in prison. Herod did this because of Herodias, whom he had married, even though she was the wife of his brother Philip. John the Baptist kept telling Herod, it isn't right for you to be married to your brother's wife. So Herodias held a grudge against John and wanted to kill him, but she could not because of Herod. Herod was afraid of John because he knew that John was a good and holy man, and so he kept him safe. He liked to listen to him, even though he became greatly disturbed every time he heard him. Finally, Herodias got her chance. It was on Herod's birthday when he gave a feast for all the chief government officials, the military commanders and the leading citizens of Galilee. The daughter of Herodias came in and danced, and she pleased Herod and the guests. So the king said to the girl, "What would you like to have? I will give you anything you want." With many vows, he said to her, "I swear I will give you anything you ask for, even as much as half my kingdom." So the girl went out and asked her mother, "What should I ask for?" "The head of John the Baptist," she answered. The girl hurried back at once to the king and demanded, "I want you to give me here and now the head of John the Baptist on a dish." This made the king very sad, but he could not refuse her because of the vows he had made in front of all his guests. So he sent off a guard at once with orders to bring John's head. The guard left, went to the prison, and cut John's head off. Then he brought it on a dish and gave it to the girl, who gave it to her mother. When John's disciples heard about this, they came and took away his body and buried it. Amen.
So we have a strange, oblique, hideous story. I want to take three themes from it. The first theme: King Herod was not a king in the usual sense. He was a puppet monarch. He was kept there by the Romans. It was his job just to keep his head down and not rock the boat. So when somebody like John the Baptist speaks his truth, gets the people agitated, somebody like King Herod is anxious. So Herod has him locked up, but keeps him locked up and has wee chats with him, which he enjoys, intellectual stimulation. But the dance happens, and Herod makes a promise. Have you ever in your life said in public that you would do something that you have regretted? Because if you have, you said you would do something, you said you would commit yourself to something, and you have regretted it, then you know what it was like for Herod. Or have you ever been pushed by people around you to do something that, looking back, you know was wrong? Again, in that moment, you know how it felt to Herod. Saying yes when you should have said no, that was Herod's sin. Saying "I will, you can do it," when he should have said no, that was Herod's sin. And not having the courage to say, "I made a mistake," because he wanted to save face, that was Herod's sin. And the thing about it is, it's ours too. So let us pray. Forgive us, Lord God, when we make rash and impulsive promises, because we want to be popular. We want to act big. Forgive us. Help us to be more truthful, more thoughtful, and more responsible, even when it is hard. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The second theme I would take from this reading is the challenge about what are you looking at? What are you viewing? What are the implications of what you are viewing? Just as we were coming in, one of the elders spoke about how her friends are starting to feel overburdened by the weight and the volume of news and how it's getting to right inside the soul. Why do we feel that it's God's will that we perpetually listen to the news? No, we take it in and we pray, I get that, but that perpetual, you could call it news pornography. And the other thing to say, if you are viewing something in the ranges of the night, that you would not be happy that all the rest of us were sitting round about you, then maybe you have a challenge and you need to stop. If you would not be happy watching what you are watching on your computer with us sitting beside you, you have to wonder whether it is right that you are viewing that at all. Because there are some things out there that people should not be viewing. And Herod viewed this dance, and it led him into sin. And we also know what it is to view things, and what we view lead us into sin. We will lay our burden down. We join to sing. Have you got a copy of the order of service? Have you got a picture? Okay. Have you got a copy of the order of service? John the Baptist, this is my third theme. John the Baptist is in the tradition of the prophets. Who are the prophets in our time? Well, you could say the prophets, in one manifestation, are whistleblowers. Whistleblowers as prophets. So have a look. I've done the homework. I know who these people are. I have my homework here. I won't necessarily remember all of it. Ask me about somebody. Can you see the names? Who? I think that might be the only one I couldn't get a hold of. You know, no, these are people in the world. So you've got Chelsea Manning. Have you heard of Chelsea Manning? Wow. Chelsea Manning was Bradley Manning, was a US Army soldier. He was convicted in July 2013 of violations of the Espionage Act and other offences because he disclosed a whole load of information to WikiLeaks. Yeah. One of his biographers writes that the leaked material, particularly in the diplomatic cables, was widely seen as the catalyst for the Arab Spring that began in December 2010, and currently he's in prison. Whistleblower. Yeah. Kim Holt, can you spot her? Got Kim Holt? Kim Holt was the person who was forced out of her job because of the whole baby pee scandal. And what happened was that she and three other doctors had told the medical services that three other doctors wrote to the management warning that staff shortages and poor record keeping would lead to a tragedy. 6 months later, her worst fears became reality when an inexperienced doctor who had replaced her at the clinic failed to spot baby Peter was the victim of serious physical abuse. So she was sacked, but later reinstated. She was forced from her job. And my friends, that is the story of what happens with these whistleblowers all over the place. Some of them are in prison. Many of them lose their jobs. Some of them have their jobs. They get them back, but their reputation has a big question mark above it. Edward Snowden. Heard of him? That's right. Well, currently he's in Russia seeking asylum somewhere else, but the Russians have given him asylum. His issue is about mass surveillance. He's raised that as an issue for the people of the world. Yeah. Erin Brockovich. Seen the film?
Yes.
Well, she's Erin Brockovich Ellis now. She is a woman who is an American legal clerk and environmental activist who, despite lack of formal education in the law, was instrumental in building a case against the Pacific Gas and Electric Company. She did that piece of work. Margaret Haywood. Have you got her? Margaret Haywood. She worked with Panorama to expose the abuse of older people. She was instantly struck off because they said breach of patient confidentiality. Got a job back in time, but not all of them do. So, this is your homework for those of you who can, to go home and do a bit of searching. But the message of these people is they speak truth that challenges, and that word of truth is not well received. So when we are called to speak a word of truth, we will not expect that that word of truth will be well received. like John the Baptist, like Jesus, like this whole list of people called to speak the truth. It's interesting that the American ones, it tends to be about military, and the British whistleblowers, it tends to be about the National Health Service. I don't know what that means about our military. I don't know. We're going to use a Korean hymn for our prayers of intercession. I need to make sure that all those of you who can read Korean script have got a copy of this hymn, because we're going to project it for those of us who are ignorant in English. Have you got a copy of the Korean script? Hands up if you haven't. Because it's just silly. Hands up if you haven't got it. No, you don't need it. You can't read Korean. Maybe you can. Yeah. So we join to sing. Some of us will sing in Korean, some of us will sing in English.
Come now, O Prince of Peace, make us one body. Come, O Lord Jesus, reconcile your.
So, loving God, we pray for those whose voices are silenced. For those silenced for speaking out against corruption and speaking for justice. For those silenced for speaking out against greed and for a fairer distribution of wealth. For those silenced for speaking out against animal cruelty and more humane alternatives. For those silenced for speaking out against pollution and for more environmentally friendly solutions. And for those who would tell the truth about things that have been covered up, keep them strong when they are threatened, and be with them when they face danger and death. us grace that we may not be afraid to be truth tellers in our time. That we may be your voice and your conscience in our world today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to continue our worship by making our offering. Crash. Let us pray. Heavenly God, open our eyes to see your provisions in our life. Help us to acknowledge your financial blessings by giving thank offerings for all that you have given to us. Thank you. Amen. Have you got something you need to show us? Have you got something you want to show us? Shall we have a minute and then we'll show? Okay, cool. We'll join to sing our final hymn, To God Be the Glory. let's see some people and let's see some masks. Have we got some people and some masks? Just put them up and let these people see them. Oh, two-faced Herod. Certainly true. And that's a challenge for us not to be two-faced as well. And the masks? Superheroes for these people that are whistleblowers. Superheroes indeed. Hurrah! So may God bless us and guide us, be our inspiration in our discernment of the truth that we need to tell, the times to be silent and the times to speak out. And may the peace of God live in our hearts and minds this day and forever. Amen.